is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is August 27th, 2020. This is Geeks Next Door, episode 226. What's happening, guys? How are you doing tonight?
Ooh, 226.
Hey.
All right.
How are you doing?
Next week, we're going to be those cool, sassy black ladies that live at 227.
Oh!
I'll have to brush up on my Ebonics.
Right.
Worked for me.
Oh, that's not kosher, is it?
Whoa, you're not supposed to say
managed,
kosher either.
You just managed to offend 90% of the world's population. Say something against Arabics. Come on.
Well, Arabics, it would be what? Halal? That's their food preparation? Mm. Yeah, halal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a good week. How's your week been? Been great? Been awesome? Well, you know what? Fuck it. Let's start with today. Adam, how was your day, man?
I hate hot weather.
Okay.
My sweaty balls is not liking this weather.
It has been like in the 90s this week. It's been great for me. No. Balls sweaty for Adam, okay.
Right. Temperature? Okay. High temperatures, I can deal with. Here's what I'm going to say. High temperatures plus high humidity is not my like cup of tea because it's basically you get gross instantaneously.
As long as you're okay being gross, it's fine. I'm okay being gross.
Sure, I guess.
I guess you like it.
I currently
do not like it.
It is doubly gross for me.
Why doubly?
I get all sweaty. And then the people I'm working around get all sweaty, and they don't shower as well as I do. So they get all stanky.
Hey, do you have showers at your like your depot?
No.
Oh, okay, gross.
I know.
You should have showers at them. They should just have so you can just run in there, jump in, rinse off. Because I mean, you'd think that'd be like you know something they could, you know, probably not easily put in, but something that would be like great, especially like, hey, you've been around a million people, shower at work,
right.
Put on clean clothes, go home. You know, that's probably you know better because
it's a good COVID situation because
right.
You're getting all the germies off at work.
Did you do anything noteworthy this week, Adam? Anything you're like, I take note of that.
Let's see.
Did you ride your bike?
Not yet. Oh, Sunday. Sunday we rode to the park and got some ice cream. Yeah.
Fun. What kind of ice cream did Oren get?
Oren, what did he get? I think probably chocolate. He likes the chocolate ice cream. I got myself some mango, pineapple, basil sorbet.
Sounds terrible.
Oh, God.
It was fantastic.
I'm like, that's some bougie-ass shit. Once again, $1,800 on a bike, $13 on some sorbet, a $30 camera for the computer.
Eh.
That's a pushing it a little bit.
So, yeah.
Did you go with the whole family or just you and Orm?
All three of us went.
Okay. Did she ride on the back with Orm?
No, I haven't got her to do that yet. I'm like, Joy, do you get on back? She's like,
How fast is she? Can you like bust ass and just like
crush
her?
God. Even with my fat, heavy bike, I can still beat her in a marathon.
You're like, hurry up! A bike marathon.
Like
a bike-a-thon
climbing
even?
Hills,
yeah.
Climbing hills with a 54-pound bike and a 40-pound kid on the back. I still beat it.
I beat it too. But how'd you do in the race?
Right.
Yeah, you just made me spit up.
Yeah.
A bit.
Hey, see, Adam, I also have my napkin.
All right.
Just in case.
That sounds like a fun Sunday. What about you, Dave? Too? Did you do anything noteworthy this week?
The only thing noteworthy was getting together with my friends on Tuesday night, because otherwise I've been working most other nights this week.
So you had a boring week then, because if that's noteworthy, good, go on.
Yep. That's pretty much been my week.
Okay. What'd you do?
Overall, the week has been pretty good, busy and whatnot. But then yesterday, okay. So this guy comes in. It's just like, he's like the guy.
Did he come in or did he roll in?
He rolled in, yeah. He rolled in. he's just one of these people that, like, you just don't want to deal with. It's just like, no matter what, you can't please him. He sounds like he's trying to be nice, but the things he's saying are rude and crappy and stuff like that. So, like, he came in, and I'm like, they called me back, and they called, and I was like, okay, cool, he's here. I'll just fucking do his shit and get him out of here as fast as possible. I walk out, you know, glove up, mask up, go out there. Boom, not wearing a mask. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? He's like, you know this shit is fake, right? And I'm like, oh, fuck, okay. I'm like, okay. I'm just like, I don't even want to get in it. I just want to do this shit and get you out of here as fast as possible, man. It's just like, he's just tiring. You know, those people that, like, everything they do just makes you tired, just saps your energy away. And he's just a rude person. And it's just like, oh, fuck, okay, I just want to do this shit and get you out of here. And it was so that, like, that was yesterday, and that just ruined the last half of the day, like, ruined 4 hours, because I was just so tired and drained, and I'm just like, fuck, dude, I'm so tired.
Is this the same guy that you've had to go out to his place before?
No, this is a guy, he, like, lives in Texas half the year, and then, like, lives up here half the year, but yeah, he is just fucking tiring. I'm just like, most people I can deal with, like, there's very few people that are, like, not, like, I've had people who are literally on ventilators that I've, like, hooked them up so their chair can power their ventilator so they can breathe and have oxygen going in, and they come in with a face shield. They're like, I'm sorry, I can't wear a face mask, but they have a face shield, and I'm like, hey, I understand. You have literally something you're breathing into your mouth, like, but you're wearing a face shield to try it, and, like, and this person is just like, nah, fuck it. And I'm just like, fuck you, dude.
I don't understand the fake argument. Like, do they think the 800,000 people, a quarter of whom have died in the United States, do you think they died of something else? Do you think they're not actually dead and they're in a holding cell somewhere? What are they? Right.
I don't know. And then you just go, like, you're like, okay, sir, so if it just took place in the United States, you're like, oh, it's a government thing, whatever. But the fact that it takes place everywhere else in the world, it's like the United States isn't planning some secret thing to make the world look shitty so that someone can win an election in November.
Man, you just don't, like, understand how the Illuminati works. Illuminati is a world police.
Right. It just was, like, so frustrating, and it's just like, so the thing, he's got power assist wheels. So it's basically like, it's like he has a manual chair, and basically inside each wheel is a motor. And the motor is, you know, runs a gear and stuff like that and so forth. And you mount it on the chair so that, yeah, so then when you, you know, do the hand rims assist to make it so you don't shred your shoulders.
I do a lot of hand rimming, yeah.
Right. So basically it gives you assistance and stuff like that. So he had an old set that's like 4 years old. And this new set is like the newest up-to-date stuff. Put them on, he's like, these are different. And I'm like, yeah, they're new. They're not the same model. It's like they don't make that old model anymore. So get him out of here, blah, that's okay. And then I'm coming back from lunch today, and then guy comes back from up front and's like, hey man, don't hate me. And I'm like, I'm already hating you, dude. So he's like, you know, like, I'm already feeling like the hate running through. And he's like, he's coming in right now. And I'm like, god damn fuckers, and it just, like, makes me angry. So then I call the guy, I basically called the manufacturer to say, like, hey man, he says these things aren't working the same, what can I do? He's like, well, they're not working the same, of course they're not. I'm like, okay, well, you can take this thing apart. And I'm like, fuck, it's brand new, I don't want to take it apart. He's like, well, you can take this panel off, take these springs out in order to loosen up the tension to get the, and I'm like, fuck, okay, fuck it, all right, what I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna put you here, and I'm gonna walk it and just fucking, like you're a doctor, walk me through ripping apart this brand new thing that is less than 24 hours old, and I'm gonna rip this thing apart and get him out of here. And I got him out of there in 32 minutes. I ripped the machine apart and put it back together, and I said, like, go, get out of here. Because he's going to Texas, and he'd be Texas's pride. He's leaving on the first.
Good, good.
So yeah, I have to get through one day. I have to get through one day, because then it's the weekend, and I don't have.
And Texas can suck it.
Yeah, I'm like, fucking dude, Texas can be your problem. Go down there, and we'll watch people die around you because your shit's not real.
Especially in Texas.
Yeah, I know.
That's like outbreak capital.
I know.
One of them.
But other than that, like, week's been great. It's been super busy, which is good. But that just like. I was just like, man, I feel what it's like when, you know, Ryan has to deal with one person.
Yeah, dealing with people isn't fun.
Like, most of the time, they're great, and they're really happy, and they're, you know, helpful, and stuff. They're appreciative that you're trying to fix whatever you're doing, or trying to build something that's never been made before to make it work for these people. And then you're like, you get one person who just ruins it for everybody. I'm like, one bad apple spoils the bunch.
It's true. Speaking of which, Ryan's not here. He had said something about his robot overlords need him to reconfigure their matrices or something like that. So
yeah,
he might show up.
Yeah.
It's their annual renew period.
Mm.
Right.
If you know, upgrade the software every year.
Me and him last night were on for about 2 hours, and I spent about a half hour of that trying to convince him that he's not racist. So as he defended cops. But so don't bring it up when if he gets back on, because all he did was vehemently defend cops and say that I'm not racist. So we won't bring it up
like
when he gets off.
Cops or pregnant cops?
Just cops. The shit that's been going down in the news and stuff like that. But anyways, cool. Well, I'm glad
how
you guys had a good week.
How about you, buddy? How about your week?
Yeah, what'd you do?
I've had a fun week, actually. A lot of, because it's been 95 degrees out, so my runs have been fun and awesome.
Fuck that.
And today it was highlighted with Mickey the Man brought me out on the paddle board, so we went and did that for about 3 hours, which is pretty sweet.
Cool.
Never done that before. It was kind of fun.
Which water source did you go to?
Long Lake.
Long.
Which one?
How many times did you fall in?
I fell in once when I was, the first time I got on it. Which,
yeah,
just because.
It's tough, yeah.
And I fell in once when I ran into a dock. But other than that, I did great. For 3.5 hours, that was
cool.
Pretty good.
Those, like, depending on how the setup is, those things can be tough.
It was fun. This was easy. This was pretty easy. So I don't know, maybe he got really good ones or something, but it was pretty easy.
Did you get the inflatable ones?
No.
No?
No. Do you really? Remember a few years back, he's like, yeah, this place at the end of the season, they mark them down. So I got two of them. I think it's like 2 or 3 years ago. He told us about it at a Tuesday night.
Seemed to remember that, huh?
It was fun. It was fun talking, because basically you just troll around the lake for a few hours and you talk the whole time and have, you know, chat. It was fun. Good time.
It's better. Is it better than cannoning or worse?
I think it's better. It was weird because we went throughout the whole lake and we were in the middle of the lake at times. I never felt like unsafe on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think because if you fall in, you just kind of swim over to it, you're fine.
Right.
So I never really felt like unsafe on it.
The bigger question is, where was your life jacket?
In the car.
Good answer. Don't tell Ryan.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, so that was fun. Then I got home, went for a run, mowed the lawn. So it was a long day. Tomorrow I'll probably be a little sore from using muscles I don't usually use. It was fun. And we got to talking, and hear me out, all right?
It's going somewhere with Mickey, so.
Yep, so hear me out. And I'm going to bring it up now. Ryan's not on. He's probably like a no anyways. Adam's definitely a no because he hates us. All right, hear me out, gotcha? All right. So I'm thinking, anybody who wants to, hopefully everybody, we pick a day, say 2 weeks from now or so, and we say, we're going to use a day of PTO, or we're going to call in sick that day. And we pile in a car, two cars, three cars, don't matter to me. We drive about 45 minutes north or so to a little land I like to call Mickey's Cabin. And we get up there, we probably leave around like 5 p.m. or so. So the wife's got to do bedtime one night. And then we get some food, maybe a giant burrito. Who knows? It's right near St. Cloud. Who knows what we do? We did some food. We play fucking D&D all night long. Maybe we go out on the lake, we play D&D. Maybe we play D&D on the beach. Maybe we play D&D inside. Go to bed. Wake up. Play D&D until like 5 o'clock that day too. One epic game, aka we're 16 years old and just trying to play for a shit ton of time and have fun.
One big long guy's weekend.
Yeah, not weekend. Weekday.
Like 24 hours.
You could make it a weekend. You could make it like on a Friday. Weekend.
Yeah, but the problem is the weekends are harder for wives and such to deal with kids. And usually it's like I can sell can you do bedtime tonight and get them up in the morning better than I can sell can you take them all of Saturday. You know what I mean? I mean, we could look at possibilities, but either way, I think it'd be pretty fun. Take some breaks, hang out, do some shit, watch Mickey smoke, you know?
I understand that, but I also understand, you know, like, say, what if you were like, hey, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go away and see my best friend of all time in Hibbing for the weekend. You'd be, you know, Amy would be like, oh, Hibbing, that's where my best friend is. And you're like, ha-ha, that's right. I tricked you. I'm going to go to Hibbing.
I don't want to go to Hibbing. Huge.
No, yes, I know, but what you're saying, you know.
Hibbing sucks.
But I'm saying, like, Amy has done it, so I think it would be cool. You could do it.
That's not how I live my life. I don't live my life with equal turns equals Y. I live my life with I try to be nice as much as I can without equal turns equals Y.
Yeah.
One quarter mile at a time.
A quarter mile.
A quarter mile at a time. Thanks, guys.
But equal turns doesn't equal Y because you're going to die well before her. Everybody knows it. Mm.
It's more of a feeling of equal turn, don't equal Y.
I don't know. Chris is getting pretty jacked. Ooh,
I don't know. No.
He's getting motivated. So,
get motivated.
I'm going to say Amy goes first because...
Well, if anything, her mind's going to go first. So.
Right? Look at all the pop she drinks.
There's that schizophrenia gene in her family, so she's going to be gone for it.
Oh. No, her brain is going to be gone, but she's going to hold on way too long. You're like, come on, and then you might have to pillow her. Like, I love you, but I need wife number two.
Yeah, I mean, weekend's a possibility. I just did, we kind of be fun for, also, me and Mickey could swing a weekday, where everybody else apparently can't swing a weekday. I'm just not sick for one day, Christ's sake. Don't shake your head at me.
I could probably make a Friday work. That would be like the day that I could.
I could make a Monday work. I could make a Friday work. I could probably. Tiffany will listen to this tomorrow. And she's like, you could probably make any day work. And I'm like, yeah, probably.
Me too. Because I don't let my work rule my life. I say, hey, motherfuckers, I'm going to be off work today. No big deal, right? And everyone's like, yeah, no big deal.
I also don't let my work rule my life. But I also don't let my wife rule my life either.
That's true.
She's equal. We're equal. Equal turns, equal Y.
Also, things like happen on the weekend, like birthday parties and trips and coconut stands and stuff like that. So
I don't know, but if you looked at the calendar, you could make sure none of those things were happening.
Yeah, and remember how hard it is to fucking get anybody to do anything on a show? Like, oh no, this weekend I got this. This weekend I got this.
Basically, Dave will make it work. Fuck it. If we say, come on, and he was like,
on,
no, and
come on.
There's only a couple weekends in September. One in September, one in October. I have to be careful of. Anniversary week.
That's it. That's why I said we separate. We don't fucking work with weekends. Weekends are taken. Weekends family time, brother. And that's why I'm like, no. Hartford and be like, this is Dave's dad. Dave's gonna be sick today. All right, boy.
And they're gonna be like, Dave, who? Dave don't work here.
I'm like, you know what I'm talking about. All you gotta do is fake a COVID sickness.
You're out for 14 days.
No. You fake a COVID.
I'm already
sickness.
Working from home. They can't. That doesn't fly.
Fake a COVID. You go get a test. It takes 2 days for that test to come back. So
you get. So this is your plan, right?
There's some wiggle room there.
I'm glad you're figuring out how to get there. Appreciate it, man. Putting your head together to get there.
Also, I'm just going to ship a package that says, Adam White must deliver to here.
At this specific time.
Right. Hey, it worked for that fucking... It worked for 7. And he fucking delivered
I was going to say, it worked for the
the delivery driver in 7. Yeah, it's all like, hey, he paid me money to be here.
Well, that works too. But I was going to say the delivery guy in Back to the Future.
Yeah, exactly. See?
I think they also did it in a Umbrella Academy and a bunch of other shows. So.
Yeah. We had a running bet back at the station. Said that you weren't going to be here. We've been holding on to this letter for 70 years.
There is some sort of good meme there that we should use again, so to support the post office against the Republicans' attacks on it. Be like, look at this guy.
That wasn't
70 years they worked waiting for this letter.
That was what was
post
that?
Post office wasn't Back to the Future. That was
it. Wasn't Back to the Future. That was Western Union. That did
Back
that.
To the Future?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Western Union. Right.
It was a telegram.
Ah, that's true.
No, like if you do a Friday, right? Then it's only one night, but then you get half the weekend. You do half the weekend Saturday.
I know.
Weekends go so fast already.
Like I said, man, weekends are family time. It's hard for us to pull away from family when they're like, we only get 52 of these, and most of them are taken up by birthdays and holidays.
But
I don't have that problem.
Yeah, and but I was gonna say, like, because you're like the whole world is a weekend to you, all the days are the same, right?
For me, but not for the rest of the world.
But for Amy, they are too, because she works at home, because she doesn't have to get dressed.
We're billeted by when the boys go to school, so the weekends they don't go to school.
I called your mom just now. What was that? Yes, she'll take them. Got her.
My mom is, she's
in Arizona
out right now. Sorry. Yeah. She went to Arizona.
No, she said she was okay. What was that, Jenny?
You guys think about it, all right? All right. You guys think
I
about it.
I said I'm in. I said I'm in regard. I said I'm in. That's the first thing I fucking said.
You think about it. And don't go on your, like, oh, I can't make it work no matter what. Think about it from a perspective of, eh? Everything's a possibility. What if I get fired? Who knows? What if I decide that I like my friends more than I like my work? What if... there's possibilities, is what I'm saying. Make it happen.
For me, it depends on the day of the week and where I'm at in my interview process right now. So,
what are you interviewing for?
Hired next step up job.
Well, then you don't even need to worry about it because you'll be fucking. You're really leaving that shit town. You can fucking just take a day off.
I still have clients I got to deal with.
Yeah,
that's
tell
my
them
biggest thing.
What do you do if you're sick? What do you do if you're sick? You'd be like, calling sick. Like, no, can't do that. But wait, why? That's part of where the world life is. You calling sick, especially now when there's COVID shit. What? Somebody's gonna listen to this and be like, Dave wasn't really sick.
Oh, no, I doubt it.
Hey, what are you saying? Our podcast suck? Fuck you, asshole.
No, I doubt anybody from work is going to listen.
Right. They listen to this like Dave listens to meetings for fucking Cub Scouts. Not at all.
What?
Dave's had to go to meetings 2 times the last Tuesdays and just had the laptop just like, or his phone, and just like, guys are like, and Dave's like, Dave,
I don't know.
Dave,
I go attack.
Cub Scouts.
Right.
All right. Well,
there's no reading that. Like, his meetings are an hour and a half long. What the fuck do you talk about at Cub Scouts for an hour and a half?
I think I would drop the hammer and be like, we're all fucking busy. We got more things to do in our lives than listen to this shit for an hour and a half every Tuesday.
Right. I'm like,
everybody knows how to build a fucking birdhouse.
Right, wow, like, these are just the parents' meetings. This is like budget
budget.
You know, that kind of stuff. It's not even the kid meetings yet.
Right, but and that, like I said, like we said yesterday or on Tuesday, I said like a 15-minute meeting, everything can be sent via email back and forth to each other.
Yep.
You said like this, what do you think? Cool. Cool.
Yep.
Done.
So I brought it up. I'll send out an email letting you guys know possible dates. You send me back saying, I can't, I work, and then I'll say, fuck you, you're only going to be 42 once in your life, god damn it. After this, it's going to be gone. Oh, also, Mickey's selling his cabin, so the window of opportunity is running out for this kind of thing.
What's he selling his cabin for?
I think like 300 grand, is that what you're asking?
Kind of.
All right.
But, and Adam, come on, a fucking burrito bitch.
That's I do like burritos.
He also likes bitches.
Do you so like burritos enough to get two of them?
Cabins in near St. Cloud?
Yeah, just south of St. Cloud, like a few minutes. So not too bad to get to.
Fuck fuck no.
I like burritos enough to eat three of them.
Really? Yeah, I know. Yes, because the burritos, you're like, if you're going to travel there, you get one to eat there and one to bring home.
It'll be the farthest.
It's been that way since the dawn of high school, when it was all like, hey, it's time to get burritos. One for now and one for later.
Yep, yep.
True.
All right, well, let's jump into the news. There's been a shit ton happening since DC under the DC Dome happened, so we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
All right, Dave, what do you want to talk about first, buddy? Batman. It's up to you. Okay.
Batman. Let's talk Batman.
So the Batman teaser trailer came out. It looks fucking dark and shit like that. It's not taking place in the 80s. People thought maybe it would take place in the 80s, something like that. Whatever. It is not. It is taking now. And it looks like they're going to have a plethora of villains. It looks like Selina Kyle, Catwoman, is in it, but she might not be Catwoman yet.
That's played by High Fidelity Girl, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Zoe Kravitz.
I liked her. She was good.
Lenny Kravitz's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then Oswald Cobblepot, who is not the Penguin yet, it's like he's still a low-level mobster, is played by Colin Farrell, who, you can't tell it's him if you look at him.
Tape Master 3000.
Yeah.
And then, that's the Riddler. The Riddler is Tape Master.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a bunch of mob bosses that look cool.
What they shared was, is like, this story is technically year two of Batman.
Right.
So it's not a year one origin type story, it is... Year two, he's been around for a little bit. He's got a relationship with the Gotham PD. Fallout from him being on the scene.
Right. Because they are also doing an HBO Max series called Gotham PD, which is going to focus on all the police department and stuff like that. Because, this is basically Jim Gordon Detective. He is not commissioner at all.
I really liked it. I thought the trailer... I mean, they're not even done filming yet, so they put this together just for this, and...
Right.
You know, I thought Robert Pattinson actually kind of looked good.
Yeah.
He's a good actor, man. He wasn't sparkly, so that was good. No sparkles, but they didn't have any sunlight on.
He wasn't overly beefy, either.
No, he's like a lean Batman.
Yeah.
The Batmobile looks good because it's basically like a fucking souped up car that happens to have a jet engine on it and shit. And like the big thing that I like is it's kind of how I've always wanted the Riddler to be done. Super smart, but kind of like bringing up Seven one more time, kind of like John Doe in Seven. Like fucking John Doe left clues everywhere. He's effectively a murderous Riddler. He wants to get caught. It's like he has a psychological need to be caught and punished and stuff like that. And that looks exactly where they're going. So,
yeah, I have a theory. So, I mean, they released one of the riddles, right? And the internet's like, we figured that out in like 20 minutes.
Right, yep.
What was it? It was like, what happens when a liar dies, I think. Is that what it was? I think that's what it was.
Sounds worse.
And then the answer, the internet was like, he lies still. Which is kind of good, because he lies still because he's dead, and he lies still because he's a liar. But that's too easy, so I'm thinking this Riddler isn't actually the Riddler. He's what the Riddler, he's the first one that the Riddler actually copies once we get... Because that's too easy. The Riddler has better riddles.
Right.
So I'm assuming that this Riddler is going to be like Riddler 2.0, that the real Riddler is like, that guy did okay, but I'm going to perfect it.
Right. And the thing is, he lies still could mean, yes, he's dead, as in he lies still, but also mean this riddle is a fucking lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the best part, man. Yeah. It's like, I'm really excited because, like, I want him to be a detective. I want him to figure out things and you need someone who's smart to be doing that. And if it's year two, there's like a lot of stuff he could do. And none of these villains are big villains yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Why is a raven like a writing desk?
I don't know. Why is a raven like a writing desk? Damn it, Chris.
So they just have to make the riddles retarded and dumb. And then they're like, nobody can figure this out. Why right. is a balloon the shape of a mountaintop? Like, oh, we got to figure that one out.
That's just
but,
dumb.
So that was good. Yeah, I thought that
Batman
was...
good. It didn't show anything that got me like...
Okay.
Woohoo! It got me only stuff that was like, ah, all right, cool. You know?
Okay. All right.
Like, toss me a backpack. Then I'll like, go, woohoo!
Then I will... what do you want to go, Dave? You want to go...
I mean, let,
which
let's
ensemble
say...
ensemble do you want to go to?
I would next go probably Wonder Woman, because okay. we talked a little bit about this. You know, I watched the new footage, I watched all that. But for me, it's like, you know, it was supposed to come out this summer. I was kind of excited to see it. Now with everything that's kind of going on and everything else they keep showing us, I'm kind of like, eh, okay.
This is October now? Is that the release? I heard October, I think.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's like October 1st or something.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of lukewarm on it now. You know, I enjoyed the first one, but I don't know. I'm just kind of lukewarm on it.
I'm sure they'll have something in there that I'm not expecting that really makes it fun and interesting. Probably.
Right. Yeah, so basically the main villains are going to be the Cheetah and Maxwell Lord, which is cool because Maxwell Lord is effectively just a super rich guy who's super smart and use satellites to figure out a bunch of superpower stuff or superhero stuff and then manipulated them and stuff like that. The one big thing is like Maxwell Lord in the comics. The last time I saw him, had his neck broke by Wonder Woman. So, I don't know if she's going to do that because she is not that care. She is not Wonder Woman from the comics that is willing to do the hard thing. She's not that person yet.
Hmm.
She might be that person by the end of this movie, depending on what goes through. So,
Do you think that a young 1980s Nick Fury shows up? He's like, I'm crossing dimensions, bitch. This is what I do now.
Hi. Maybe?
Probably not. But the big thing, I do like the 80s aesthetic because, you know, I was, you know, as like everyone here, I was a child of the 80s. 84 is a little early, but I will like the, it would be cool to see what pop culture things they make because it will have, it will have the,
nostalgia.
Yeah, it'll have the nostalgia, but it'll also be a fish out of water story the other way because, what's his face will be back, Steve Trevor.
Yeah,
I kept going Trevor. Steve Trevor's back somehow. We don't know. I don't know. Gods have magic power. Shit, she's got a fucking lasso that can lasso lightning. I don't know. Fuck it. Her power set is fucking great.
It reminded me of like Spider-Man being sad because he can't stick the lightning.
Right. So like, I'm not sure. Like her power set is so like undefined, which is cool. So I'm like, what power do you need to do? Whatever. I don't know. Do whatever you want to do.
Just roll a d20 for power, roll a d20 for control, and you tell him you can do it or not. It'd be great.
Right. But it's cool, because, like, unless they change her origin a little bit, Cheetah just got her powers from, like, an African god.
Really?
Yeah, so that means there's other pantheons in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Which is cool, because that's interesting, because, like, I don't know, like, how they're going to work that in there, but I'm cool with it. Like, you know, working some weird African gods that we don't know, you know, how they exactly work and stuff. I just thought it was cool. I'm like, because, I don't know. I'm just excited for movies in general because I'm missing them.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
I know.
When are we getting fucking together? What are we doing for tomorrow or the next week tomorrow? Or what are we doing? Because tomorrow's a good day, and I don't know if we're going to get together for this or what. Be home alone or what? What are your thoughts? Amy's excited. She'd like to watch this show with somebody.
I don't know. Probably. Oof. Is it the weekend?
It's the weekend, which is family time.
It's family time, bro.
That's why she wants to be called, there.
If she would have called during the week, we would have been able to. That's a call back to 30 seconds ago. But I don't know. I've yet to determine. I'm going to watch it. I told Tiffany it's like I'll watch it. I don't know when. I'm going to watch it this weekend.
So your plan is to watch it alone for the first time. This is what I'm asking. I'm like, what is everyone's...
No. Like, I said, if she wanted to watch it, I was going to watch it tomorrow. If she didn't for some reason, I would watch it alone.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. Do we want to make plans to not watch it alone for the first time? Do we want to meet at a house and, like, hang out and watch it then sometime or something?
I don't know. Amy's on my shit list. She was talking about fucking Batfleck being the best Batman the other day and...
Bullshit.
No? Yeah, what's wrong? I would agree with that. Who's better?
Fucking Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, that's animated. It doesn't count. It's fine.
Whoa!
Hey, it can count, but you know it's animated, so it's lesser in my world, so why even bring it up?
No. Hey, we all have our powers, remember. And I've decided my god is also the god of Batman.
All right.
So I have that. Amy can be God of Weird Al. That's cool. She has that powers. And Chris is a God of Running Fast. So you're like Mercury, and you have winged little shoes. The fuck is that?
What's what?
I see something over in the corner. I'm trying to... Oh, it's fucking Leo. His birthday, Dad.
I don't see anything. I see his camera still off.
Yeah, my camera's on. You're a liar.
Hey, is...
I don't buy it.
Just went on just now.
There's a ghost talking, though.
But yes. I don't know what joke I like
so,
the best.
So, Adam, where can everybody find us?
Check us out on Ryan's website.
Made it.
I'm going to have to agree with Dave on this, that Batfleck is not the best Batman.
So who's the best one in your opinion?
It has yet to be determined because we have not yet seen the sparkly, glittery vampire.
Best Batman to date so far in reality.
Oh. What's the one that came before Batfleck? I love that one.
It was a choice.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, Chris Bale's fine, but I don't think he did anything that was amazing over Batfleck. I see them all as... Honestly, when you're talking about which is the best Batman, they all kind of blur together. Better question is who's the better Bruce Wayne, because Bruce Wayne is the only thing that they differentiate both. Otherwise, they're just Batman.
Right.
True.
Or Lego Batman might be up there, too.
Well, I can tell you which one is not the best.
Which one?
That'd George be Val Clooney. Kilmer.
Oh, Val Kilmer lips. Oh, Val Kilmer. She's got those fucking pouty lips.
By far, Val Kilmer.
Oh. Whoa, Ryan. Take a cup of water. Talk to me.
I think that I like the Fleck, but I don't know that. Like, here's the thing. I like him best, but I think Bale might have been better. Like in other categories, like I think he pulled off some things better, but I still like Fleck better because he got a lot of hate and he didn't deserve it, and I thought he did a good job. So like I feel like he did better for him.
What the fuck? Like, here's a Ryan answer for you.
Well, I'm gonna be honest because like and I think it's like I don't
check
know
out on Geeks
think
next about,
look at his roles like Christian Bale has had tons of serious acting roles where he's like fucking high level shit, and Fleck has had Fleck roles, and I think he brought his game up to the next level as Batman, where and I appreciate him for that. So anyways, I go with Fleck, but it's a controversial choice. Good job, Amy.
Right.
You win.
I mean, we're all entitled to our opinions, except for Dave, who knows the best because he's part of his pantheon is Batman. So
Thank you. Yeah, so I mean, I'm looking forward to Wonder Woman. Sure, it might, of the four I'm going to talk about, will probably be the lowest of the four for me personally, but it's still like a B plus A minus ranking up there of how I want to see it.
Yeah, no, it's still looking forward to it. I'm just not jonesing like I am for a few other shows. It's funny. Let me just interject as if it was my turn to speak real quick about when we were about to watch a show on Hulu the other night, and a commercial came on for Tenet. And Amy looked up from her phone, and she's like, and then she's like, "What's this?" And it comes on and says Tenet, and it says August 9th. And she's like, "Have you watched that yet?" And I was like, "Amy, that's like the $200 million movie they keep pushing back." She's like, "It said it was available August 9th. It's obviously still, you know, why haven't you watched it yet?" Like, I guarantee it is not out yet. It was like, that was one of the release dates, so this is an old commercial, and you can go overseas probably and see it if we could, but I can't see it yet. She's like, she looked at me like, "I don't believe you because you're my husband and you don't know anything." And I was like, "God damn it!"
Get that.
Like, it made $2 million in South Korea already because it's only open in like 8 theaters or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Next, I'm gonna go with the Justice League. Go with the Justice League, the Zack Snyder cut. We know it's going to be 4 hours, but he's also said that is going to be split, but watchable as a full-length movie, or watchable in 4 separate chunks, if you will.
So what do you think? Do you think this means it comes out like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or on Sunday you get the four-hour, or do you think it all is available right away?
Good call. I think right away will be you'll be able to watch the whole thing, but I could also see them going like, "Hey, we're going to now release some every week release the movie, or release an episode followed by like, oh cool, here's a half hour behind the scenes and like the going back and making it and doing all this stuff," so they can have new interviews, new behind the scenes stuff to keep you on there for past the 1 month subscription thing that people would get.
I would not like that, because I'm obviously going to watch the 1 4-hour show then. But I kind of want to see like a traditional miniseries, like, you know, maybe even Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like, give me, like, fucking the way they do it in the Berlanti world. Like, this is we're 1 hour per night, and at the end of that, on Friday night, if you want to watch the whole thing, we release it all together. Because that benefits me the most.
I think if they do it, they probably do it. Like, do you want to watch a movie? Watch in 4 pieces. It'll just stop. It'll just be like, "Hey,
yeah, it probably will." You're right. In which case, I'm just going to push play for the next episode.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the benefit of things coming out one at a time. Like, I've really been enjoying the fact that some shows I can watch one, I only get to watch one at a time because there's enough content to keep me excited about other things for a while.
Yeah, my only problem is like, it's like, I don't want them to edit cliffhangers into it, because because then I feel it's a false cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Well, like, where the movie wouldn't have that cliffhanger, you might have a stinger and be like, "Burr," and then go to cut the scene, you're like, "Okay, that had no real emotional gravitas, because I knew the movie was continue. That was at like 52 minutes. It's not gonna, like, I'm gonna just continue. It's got another 3 hours.
My hope is that it's a full four. It's exactly 4 hours, and no matter where they at, as soon as it hits the 1 minute, even if it's in the middle of a dialogue, they cut it. They're like,
"Oh, then shit." But it looks like basically every character is getting more. Just more Flash, more Wonder Woman,
more
a shit ton of Cyborg. Yeah, like, you know, like, definitely more Aquaman, more Batman, basically. We're getting a lot. It looks like just lots of cool character stuff.
Yeah, it's funny. When they open the trailer, it's like one of the first images.
Right.
It's like, yeah. I don't know who that is. I don't understand. What's moving on? Let's move on.
Right. But, yeah. So...
I like the trailer, actually. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Showed
but,
a lot of fun
yeah.
stuff.
And it shows, you know, like, okay, cool. Shows Cyborg. You want Cyborg's dead. Like, when, like, they're talking about it, it was like, "Oh, he is the emotional heart of the movie, or of the Justice League." And you're like, Okay, it doesn't seem like it because he's like not really.
He had 12 lines. Leave him alone. He's fine.
Right. But it's also going to be able to set up the Flash going to the multiverse, trying to, you know, so which is really cool because I want like cool Flash going to the multiverse, time traveling. We're actually going to see a payoff of him going to Batman v Superman, going like, "You gotta stop him!" crap, it's too early. So we're actually going to get a payoff of that thing.
Nah, just cut it. Nobody will know what's going on.
Right.
How many times is he going to say that? How's Martha doing?
Right. I do like that.
They're cutting out the whole bleed line.
Right.
The bleed line?
Yes. Yeah, remember when Batman said to Superman, "Do you bleed?"
Why were they cutting that out?
And then when Superman says it to Batman, it's like, really? Batman? Of course Batman bleeds. He's a human. Dude, Superman, you're not dumb. You're actually super smart.
I don't remember that scene. I don't remember the scene for some reason.
It's right after he's resurrected and he's got Batman up in the...
Oh, because he's out of his mind. Cold. He's out of his mind, crazy Batman style. That's right. Okay, But see, I was okay with that because he's crazy Batman. Or he's crazy Superman coming back from the dead, doesn't know who he is exactly, so he's just... The thing he remembers is, this guy said, "Do you bleed?" So he says it back to him. I was okay with that. This is controversial. I'm going to go ahead and say this is controversial. I don't think they should cut that out. They should put it back in. Put it back in, Zach. I'm going to start a petition online. Put it back in, Zach.
No one else has been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine but me, and that's an ongoing joke. It's like, name your sex tape whenever they say something. But put it back in, Zach. Name your sex tape. Yeah. It's pretty sweet. But, so I'm looking forward to it. It's still I'm probably going to be in early 2021, because I just feel like that feels right to me. You know, like first quarter, you know, probably March, you know, to get you pumped up for the other things that will be coming out in 2021, you know. But the winner of the show, I think for me personally, was the Suicide Squad 2 teaser trailer with all 17 characters in it. Fucking ridiculous, so funny, so weird. Polka Dot Man, why is he got in the movie? It doesn't matter because it's fucking great.
Because we need somebody to kill.
We need someone to kill.
And I like that they're following the Fast and the Furious, where it's like the first one was Suicide Squad, next one the Suicide Squad. That's what we do in Fast and the Furious. We just add one letter. Like next one will be the Fast and the or the Suicide Squad to Suicide, and then it'll be great. We'll move on from there. You don't need numbers in it. You just fucking say more letters and more words.
It did like that. They had this little behind the scenes vignette, and it's like they're gonna do, you know. It's a different... all the different actors and actresses that are playing these characters are kind of talking about and working with James Gunn and all. Of course, they have John Cena, he plays, was it the... What was the name of the guy with the silver...
Captain Planet, I believe.
Captain Planet, no.
What?
He's Peacemaker.
Yeah,
Peacemaker.
Captain Peacemaker.
So, Cena's like, so I was like, you know, asking James, like, what's my motivation? And James is like... Yeah, you're going to play this douchey Captain America who's willing to kill no matter what to make sure that there's peace. And he's like, okay, got that. I could do that. It's just it's just kind of fun.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So, but yeah, that's definitely the one I'm looking forward to a lot.
Right? It's just there's so many characters. And it's like, it just proves, it's like, if you're friends with someone and he becomes really famous, he's just going to keep putting you in movies. Because, I mean, Nathan Fillion's in it, and he's like, hey, man, I remember you. You're my friend, right? Cool. It's like...
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah, it'd be like nice. It's nice that you get to kill stars. Like, let's kill Nathan Fillion. Let's kill John Cena. Let's just kill these people.
Right.
Well, Nathan Fillion's been trying to get into some sort of superhero movie or video game movie for years now, so finally he can get in. And
right. And, like, because I thought
TDK.
He would have been... Yeah, TDK, yeah. So, that was my big star of the show, because I just was like, it didn't show you much anything. It just showed you people in costume, and I'm like, They're fucking ridiculous. Because then you go, yeah, comic book costumes are fucking ridiculous if you put them in live action. They look terrible. A lot of them, they're just like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, that guy has a big silver head. Why? It doesn't matter. Because it's a comic book movie. It doesn't matter.
And once again, we have Sean Gunn, James' brother, doing a mocap character. And he's going to be the weasel. It's just the scene of the weasel in prison just going... look in the door window. And I'm just like, oh my god, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of not showing anything, and whether we got for Ryan and Adam, they tried to show something about Ryan's favorite actor / Adam's name. They tried to show some Black Adam stuff, but they don't have anything done, so they just showed weird shit.
Yeah, like pre-viz footage. Yeah. Like, hand-drawn stuff.
Just hand-draw some stuff and make it move fast, like a flip book, and pretend like The Rock is there, and it's Black Adam, and he's doing stuff, so just go.
And I mean, yeah, they're kind of... So, the Black Adam is a villain. Is like a straight-up villain. He's not an anti-hero like they're trying to portray him.
That's what he's gonna be, though, right? Yeah. I mean...
Right, like, he's a straight-up, like, villain. He is a Shazam villain.
Yeah. No,
right.
They're gonna make him into misunderstood. Does the best good for you know. They're gonna do that. He's
right.
The Rock,
and I mean, yeah. Like they give him the backstory and stuff. Like, hey, you know, and his backstory is the same. It's pretty close. It's like, oh man, I'm a slave, but then I got the powers and I killed a bunch of people. And then yeah, and then I'm gonna be like, did they? You made yourself like king. Is it, you gonna keep that? Are you gonna make yourself king? Okay, cool. You enslaved a bunch of people because they enslaved you, so, yeah, I don't know. And then, are they going to encase him in rock? I don't know. But if they keep it back in the past, and then, you know, like, I don't know exactly where it's going to go, because, yeah. And that's the part where I'm like, okay, you're The Rock. You're like, hey, everybody loves The Rock, but does everyone love The Rock being a villain? I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Highly unlikely.
I don't think he won't be a villain. He won't be. I mean, if anything, he'll be like the Punisher, right?
Right, yeah. But even in like the Marky Mark movie, The Pain and Gain, where he was like did a bunch of drugs and they killed people and stuff, he was still like a, hey, I'm the simple, funny guy and stuff like that. I did terrible things. Like when he's high out of his mind, he's like burning hands on the grill. And you're like, oh man, that's fucking kind of fucking weird. And then the screen pops up, oh yeah, this is real. You know, this happened.
Yep.
So, I'm interested in that, too. And then they showed a bunch of DC game trailers. Suicide Squad game trailer. Gotham Knights. Yeah.
Or yeah.
The Gotham Knights. Yeah. You know, big game, open world game where you play as all the side characters. Damian. Play as Jason Todd. Red Hood, you know. Nightwing, Batgirl,
Batgirl.
So, yeah. Which, they look super fun, and it's like, I would like to play them. I don't know which one I would pick, because they look very similar. Four characters, getting adventures. One looks like bad guys, one is good guys. So,
it'd probably be online, a online co-op for two players.
Two players,
like
yeah. So, I mean, they look fun. The graphics are great, stuff like that. But, yeah, I don't know which one I'd play, if I played. Other than that, that was, I think, the biggest news out of there. I don't remember hearing anything else.
That was pretty much it. They just talked about those, the movies, and some of the video games. I don't recall anything on TV series or comic book showing up or any of that. So
the real question is, this seems to be a much bigger success, at least, than Comic-Con was this year. So why doesn't Marvel do it next, and then eventually nobody goes to Comic-Con, everybody does their own thing?
I think Marvel is going to do it next, because they just, as of today, updated all the release dates on everything, all where all the shows are going to be, and all that stuff, you know, so, you know, the where they moved everything around, like, they changed from the Eternals to just Eternals.
So you just take off a word and you're fine. The sequel will be Eternals. So then we'll
right. So I figure they're gonna do it again, but DC also, this thing has happened, whatever, on the 22nd, but they also said they're going to add one more day, and that's like in a couple months. They're going to add a, basically another event where they show a bunch of new stuff, because as they get closer to finishing things, they can show like, basically like, hey, cool, here's the Batman. We have way more footage done. Here's a trailer 2, you know, kind of thing. And it seems that everyone working at home and stuff gives the ability to do 15-minute interviews, which is cool. Like, people got to get their entertainment in some way if they can't really go to the movies and stuff like that. Even though I got on the message thing to talk to Imagine Films, and they're like, because they send you that night, and I said, like, hey, man, I just want a clarification, because they're like, hey, $99 plus the price of a ticket, right? So I'm like, so is that would be, like, if I wanted to rent it for myself, would it be, like, $110? And they're like, you bet. And I'm like, $110.
That's a lot of money.
I know, but all of a sudden I get it at $2, and it becomes much more. That's like $60 a person. I'm like, that's not bad. And I got to the point, I'm like, what is the point? And I'm like, I don't know what. $30. $30 I feel was a comfortable spot for me to watch a movie. Because I just wanted a clarification. I'm like, I don't need a minimum people. I'm like, if I had, like fucking Jeff Bezos, $200 billion, new richest man ever, wealth, if I had that laying around, I would just be like, all right, I'll go here. Hey, I'm going to rent this movie. Put it on the screen. Sir, you have to wear pants. And I'm like, no pants. I rented this theater. Place.
Just put a sign on the door. No pants.
Right. You can wear a pant. If you could tell me what a pant is, then you can wear it. But
pantaloons? Mm-hmm. He said no pants.
No pants at all. Of any make.
Right. Right. If you want to wear a fucking skirt, cool. If you want to wear a kilt, also okay. If you want to wear jorts, okay. But yeah, so that was the big thing out of that. That was a Saturday, watching a bunch of that stuff, which was really interesting. But, and I'm going back to Justice League. We know that Martian Manhunter is going to be in there somewhere. We don't know where. He could have been any character.
Jean Valjean.
He's like, oh, singing.
I need bread.
Right. This guy stole bread. I take him in prison for 10 years.
Cool. I like Martian Manhunter as a character. Right. He's like Vision, but better.
Yeah, it's like Vision, but better. So, other than that, I didn't have... That was my big news of the...
Yeah, I've got a couple things that we can kind of talk about.
Me too. You go first.
Sad news today. Altered Carbon, or was it yesterday, has been canceled by Netflix. I only
watched one episode.
Yeah, it was a show I liked, but they're really citing the cost of production of the show, and that they had a pretty big, significant drop in viewership between season one.
Right.
So that got canceled. So that's a little sad.
I'm a little sad because I'm probably the cause. Like, if I don't watch something, it doesn't get talked about, it doesn't get picked up on the wire, people don't watch it. So that's probably the reason. Sorry, man.
It's true. That's why all my animated series don't last more than 2 seasons.
Right. The good thing about Altered Carbon, though, was like each season was a book. So they made it through 2 books out of 3. And, I mean, they weren't a trilogy in a sense. They were basically the adventures. Because like, he can take new bodies and get in new adventures. So it does, like, you don't have to read them as a trilogy. They can just be individual books.
Yeah.
Which is nice. So.
What is Martian Nonsense?
What?
It says Martian Manhunter's powers are, you know, superhuman vision, intelligence. Okay. Martian Nonsenses.
He's got 9 senses, bitch.
Yeah. Obviously. He's got the 5 you know about and 4 Martian ones. Don't worry about it. We have to tell you don't got them.
All right, fine.
Like, He's got that sense when you know you walk into a room and you know the TV is on.
Electromagnetic sense. He's got that. Yeah.
Let's see. Sight, smell, touch, taste, hearing, of course. Telepathy, telekinesis, empathic precognition, and molecular hypnosis.
Hang on. Electrical precognition. Is that what you said?
Empathic precognition.
Empathic precognition. So he knows when somebody, before somebody feels something?
Right. It's what they call, it allows him to sense multiple possible outcomes of something. Like, if someone gets angry, he could be like, oh, if they get angry, they might act this way.
Sure.
That's why he's okay. Calm. I guess he can calm them down to keep them on the path.
I didn't see him, like, resting in a milky bath with two other chicks at all. And in every episode, I never see him precog that
precog.
Shit. Yeah. Never once have I ever seen him precog. Just saying.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I cut Dave off there.
Yeah, what's normal? The other item I had, and a lot of this is Netflix news, so Netflix hour. Netflix should sponsor us. Cobra Kai drops tomorrow, August 28th, seasons 1 and 2. But season 3 still is on the works for 2021.
Yep.
But for those of us who didn't do the YouTube TV thing, I'll be able to start watching that now and get all caught up.
It's worth it.
For once, I got to get caught up to Ryan on a TV
it's
show.
It's literally the best thing Ryan has said in the last 2 years, is you should watch this show. Literally the best thing.
That guy doesn't shut up about it either. God.
Tomorrow at 5, we get to see a demonstration of Elon's Neuralink, which I've been looking for. Neuralink 1.0 or whatever. Neuralink, the definition is an ultra-high bandwidth brain machine that interfaces to connect humans and computers. I don't know if you've listened to Elon talk, especially, but he's like, yeah, on version 3.0, we won't need to speak anymore. We'll be able to talk to each other in our minds. So it's kind of cool that he's going to demonstrate something tomorrow. 5 o'clock live on somewhere, I'm sure, like Twitch or Twitter or something like that.
When is Elon actually going to get the hole drilled in his
throat? It's funny because I said to Amy, I was like, yeah, you know, tomorrow is a fun, interesting day because he's going to show the Neuralink. And she's like, who? I was like, Elon Musk. And she's like, I hate him. I was like, what? How do you hate some guy that gives away all this power stuff and he's working to try to make humanity better? And she's like, doesn't that sound like a supervillain? And I'm like, it does sound like a supervillain. You may be onto something here. And now he wants to create a Neuralink, which makes people and computers one.
Yeah, but
he's really Lex Luthor. That's who he is.
Yeah, he's drilling holes underneath the fucking California and shit.
Think about how much better video games could be.
Yeah. Sure.
Can somebody that wants to make video games better be that bad?
Oh, man. It's like, all right, everyone's like flying around doing stuff. Chris just sitting there. And the guy goes like, meh, 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 meh.
Meh, 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 meh. It's not really about video games, but okay. I'll take it.
And it's just like, ooh, your guy had a baby with this person. Ooh, shit. He might be the next heir. Oh, see Ryan right there? Perfect.
You could play Civ.
All right, third.
In real time while you're, like, doing all your other work at work.
Dude, you just said Chris didn't.
I work, so bitch.
Oh my god. That's the funniest thing Adam has ever said in his entire life.
So I'm like sitting here, right? It's, you know, mid-morning. I've got my work on my one big screen and my laptop, and I've got this screen, which is my normal computer running. All of a sudden, the little bottom corner pops up. It's about 10 a.m. Chris Banks is now playing Civ. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, guess what? You'll see that every day. It's a turn-based game. You can do your work and play and push a button and do your work and push a button. Let me tell you the things that he's claimed the Neuralink will be able to do with a little implant into your brain. Let's see. Treat addiction and depressions. Mitigate conditions like obsessive-compulsive disorders. solve brain injuries and treat conditions like autism and ALS. Stream music directly into your brain. and communicate without verbal cues, and take over the world slowly. But that last one, I might have been thrown in there. But
so if you can play music in your brain, if you open your mouth, does it like project the music out too? Because that would be badass.
I don't like, think so.
just like back in the day when you had those fillings in your teeth that would like get radio signals and whatnot. And I think I saw it on Gilligan's Island. It definitely
was in Gilligan's Island. The coconut's getting radio signals. Oh my god.
And all they had to do was open his mouth, and he got radio signals, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, do you think that you'll be able to play whatever music you want
yes.
from your mouth?
And then subconsciously you'll hear, submit to Elon, submit to Elon.
Right. I do think it sounds pretty interesting.
Of course you do. And you're one step closer to being a cyborg. Like you
I think it's cool. Although I do also
those implants
think,
you need.
I do think Elon is like questionable. He's like been shown to like do questionable shit, and then
like what?
Like he's
Power Australia
those are all like publicity stunts. You know, like if you look into like his business practices, they're pretty shady.
They're very business centric, like every other
I'm
business.
Sure.
You're correct.
Well, no, sure I know, but yeah, he's like tries to cut corners, and you know, it is along the line of businessmen, but he has this persona of this like generous, save the world kind of guy.
Not according to Amy. I just mentioned the name, and he's a super villain.
Well, that is interesting. I actually think she. Hey. I like the theory too. Yeah.
What's it like super villains like? Sometimes are doing things for like Doctor Doom is a classic.
Doctor Doom,
classic
exactly.
But guess what? He wants the world to be better. Yeah. He wants the whole world to be better. It's like, hey, it's the classic thing. Like Ozymandias stopped a nuclear apocalypse, and he's like, yeah, killed millions. He's like to save billions.
Yeah. And like, so to Doctor Doom's credit, you know, the easiest way to solve all these problems would be probably just to eliminate free will. But you motherfuckers are like, no, we like free will. We want free will. Like, no, come on, guys. We're just trying to bring peace and order to the world. Jesus.
Right. I know.
My thought is, who do you
trust
more?
Get my egg and fly away.
Yeah. Who do you trust more? Elon Musk?
Yes.
Or Donald Trump? They both have lots of money. Who's done a better job running a company?
I trust Donald Trump as much. I trust Jeffrey Dahmer more than I trust Donald Trump. I'd invite Jeffrey Dahmer to dinner before I invited Donald Trump to dinner.
Done and right. done.
Is he still alive?
Done and done. Jeffrey Dahmer? No, he's killed in prison.
Oh, all right. Did Dahmer kill him?
Maybe invite Jeffrey Dahmer to dinner, but I definitely wouldn't go to Jeffrey Dahmer's house for dinner.
No, right? No, you don't want to be dinner. You just want to serve dinner.
Or even eat
well,
what
I don't know
serving.
What he's eating.
I don't
eating.
Even want to eat what he's serving. You know what I mean? Like, I want to serve the dinner. You know?
Classic, right. If anyone has HBO Max via whatever it is, your free subscription or whatever, Chris can't watch it because his TV hates him and stuff like that. There is a documentary coming out. Well,
I have the HBO app.
Right. It's coming out today. It is basically Ryan's greatest fear. It is a documentary called Class Action Park. Basically, it was a real park called Action Park back in the 80s, the early 80s. Basically, and yeah, this guy who ran it was Gene Mulvihill. Basically, he made his money on the penny stocks, like the guys in Wolf of Wall Street. So he was one of those guys. Super corrupt, super bad person. Invested in and created a park, like an amusement park and stuff. At the same time, he almost got Donald Trump to invest in it, but then Donald Trump's like, nah, I don't want to invest in this. This shit is dangerous. Like, people got injured and died and stuff like that. Like, they had a water slide that had to loop the loop, but you never got going fast enough on the loop the loop. Like, people got hurt. Like, go-karts, he would put, like, bigger motors in the go-karts and stuff so they'd go faster, but people kept going.
Just flying off the track.
Right. Yeah, and it's like, people got hurt, and there was, like, he squeaked by with lawsuits and, you know, prosecution and stuff like that. Right, and then basically, yeah, it's
How long is it? Is it just one episode?
Yeah, it's like 1 hour and a half episode or something, or an hour episode, whatever. Right. But yeah, so it is literally the stuff of like Ryan's nightmares of like, oh, look how fun this looks. Oh, people are dying.
And you know, I've seen some of these already because, like, I don't know, the kids will watch their YouTube videos and they're
sure.
There's the top 10 this or that, and like the top 10 most dangerous, water parks, and it was all like. Adventure park, adventure park. So like, yeah, and it is like, it reminds me, actually, you know, it's funny. I wonder if you went across the world, there's gotta be like, it reminds me when I was in Mexico in the old days and you'd do like, it was like, you'd do fun things there. And it was like, hey, it's like, it's just like doing fun things in the US without any safety precautions. You know what I mean? Right. Like back then, I wonder if there was like even more dangerous things like in elsewhere, you know what I mean? In places where they're like, eh, you know, sign a waiver. You know,
sign a waiver, because they'd be like, oh, because they served alcohol. They'd be like, oh, cool. Everyone's drinking, having a great time. They're like, cool, let's go drive these overpowered go-karts. Cool. And they'd like, have you been drinking? Whatever, get on that go-kart. You'll be fine.
That's cool.
But I was like, I saw that and I was like, oh man, that is a Ryan disaster.
It is, you're right. It does kind of look intriguing though, honestly.
Right.
Looks fun. All right. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to make a suggestion because I thought of it. I thought it was pretty cool. If you're scrolling the interwebs throughout the week and you see something specifically interesting, you could like send a link to yourself for the podcast and be like, this is one of the most interesting things I saw this week, and share it with everybody. Because I have one, and it's fun, and I want to share it with you. And many of you might have even saw it, because I don't know where I got it, but it's out there. Anyways, so you remember in Fellowship of the Ring, when Sam is out in the field, and he says, "That this is it, Mr. Frodo, with this next step, I will be as far away from the Shire as I've ever been." And then there's a small little, like, 10-second scene or whatever, right? Yep. All right? So somebody went and cut together every step Sam takes in that movie, cutting back to that, to him saying it again. So basically, the end is 9 hours long. So the end part where Frodo gets in the canoe and Sam, like, chases after him, it's like a 15-minute sequence, because every step he takes, they cut back to him saying, "This is it, Mr. Frodo, the furthest I've been away from the Shire." And I don't know why they did it, but it is my favorite thing now for this week.
So, to have the time and energy to do that, and stay committed to do that for that long.
There had to be some AI doing it, or else somebody just had a lot of extra time on their land. It's 9 hours.
Yeah, like
it's pretty fun though. So
that's really funny. Really, Adam. Why did nobody respond to my fucking sweet ass picture that I sent? That it said in Greek mythology, Chiron was not only half man and half horse, he was also a doctor of medicine. That made him a centaur for disease control.
That was hilarious. I was trying to find another meme that would go along with it.
Distracted. I was hoping. I was like, Adam would be the only one that truly, truly. Chris was just like,
I was taking my phone with me when I was in the water, and then when I got back, I was like, I saw it, and I was like, that's really funny, but then I quickly moved on to other things, so.
Kudos. I asked you to come and meme with me, and you were like, I'm too busy paddleboarding.
It's true. I'm paddling on Mickey's stomach. He's like, nom, nom, nom. All right, is that everything? Ryan, you came in late. You got anything for us, or are we good?
I'm good. Got nothing.
Oh, anybody watch Lovecraftian Country or Lovecraft Country episode? I watched the first episode. Anybody watch it?
Yes.
Amy watched it with me. I made her.
Yep.
And yep. Because I was like, I'm going to watch this, and even today, we watched it today before we came down here. She's like, I'm not in the mood for this. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to go downstairs and watch it. She's like, fine, we'll watch it. And she liked it. At the end, she was like, that's really good. And it seems like it's going to be like The Watchmen, where it takes kind of a bunch black issues and kind of wraps it up into this mythology. But man, you get to see everything. It's pretty fun. They came out strong with the pilot. They show a lot of cool stuff.
Yes. So,
highly recommend it. It's on HBO.
Yes. But you saw stuff. Were you driven mad?
And that's... I was looking for that, but I didn't see it yet because it was the first episode. But I thought that was actually happening at one point, but it was not happening.
Right. Okay, good, because I thought it was happening at one point, too.
Did you?
I was like... Oh, shit.
When he was quoting things, I thought that's
yeah, him. I was like, oh, shit, is he fucking crazy, dude?
And I think that might have actually been some foreshadowing. Like,
foreshadowing, yeah.
So that's good. Give it a watch. I mean, the first one is an hour and like 9 minutes, so it's pretty long. But like I said,
right, yep.
Amy was in a pretty shitty mood for her, and she was not in any place to watch it, and she watched it and enjoyed the whole thing. So
good. Good, good, good.
Brian will have to come back and listen to the first half when we talked about all the cops and that good stuff.
All right, Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Oh, wait, that reminds me. Did you watch Legend of Korra yet, Adam?
I am midway through season 2. It's a lot different than...
than something than good?
The, no, it is. The storyline's really good. The animation's great. It's more... adult than I anticipated. I was expecting a little more like kid, because the first Avatar, the Last Airbender, was more kid,
right?
Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like there was a lot of like slapstick and comic.
There's a little bit of that there. Like my kids appreciate it, but like the characters themselves are older, so it sort of like makes it feel a lot older, but it's not. You know, but I hear what you're saying.
And it seems like they're going through plot lines very, very fast. So it's interesting. But I'm enjoying it. I can't complain.
Cool.
So
I like it too.
Cute. I'm glad you, you told me.
I watched the farewell episode of MASH this week.
The what? Very first?
The very last farewell episode.
Oh. Did make you cry? It made me cry.
All right, Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Well, Chris, check us out on...
These are the best memes, I'm sorry.
God damn it,
see that one? See that meme? There's like a hooker like lady leaning over a car. $50 and I'll do whatever you want. And Zook goes in the car and says, I want you to help me capture the Avatar.
I can't understand why that's funny. I
don't either. But it is funny.
He never catches him. That's why
he's so singularly focused. I think is what it's.
So it's not like if it was $50, I'll do whatever you want, and it was another character that was trying to do something but couldn't do something, it would be the same hilariousness. Or is there something I'm missing about the Avatar?
I think it's because Zuko is so 100% focused all the time. It's like kind of mocking his like super duper focus on hunting the Avatar at all costs. Even if a hooker came up to him and said, you know, like it fits. It's
so if Boss Hogg was in there and he said, I want you to help me catch those Duke boys, it wouldn't be as funny.
That might be funny too. You know,
I didn't miss anything. Just making sure that you guys' level of humor is lower than mine. All right. Yeah. Adam, why can't you tell people where they can reach us?
God damn it, Chris. now that you got me all flustered. All right, check us out on Facebook at the Geeks Next Door. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz. And go ahead and drop us an email about how cool Avatar is. At the Geeks Next Door, FTW, that's for the win, Chris, @gmail.com.
Thanks, man. One thing I can guarantee is we will get no emails this week. All right, everybody, have a good night. We'll see you later. If the world doesn't burn down, we'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Adios. Oh,
did you guys see this video? It's pretty fucking cool, and it's a movie-related one, so I could see you guys.
Why didn't you bring this up during the podcast?
I just remembered it. I just thought of it.
Dave, that's horrible.
Have you seen this before? It's funny. No. Old.
I put my meme up, Ryan.
I saw your meme. It's funny. I love. It is horrible, though. But
she had to have met someone.
Watch this video if you haven't seen it. It's actually cool. It's actually really cool.
Is that funny? Just because love of God. She's blind.
She's blind. Yeah.
She's blind.
But she is the
Earth Airbender or Earthbender.
Yeah.
I think the reason it's funny is because it's showing pictures of that fit the words, but it's dumb, and so you laugh because it's dumb, but the pictures fit. Yeah, I think so.
All right, which one is it? This is In the End, Linkin Park. Oh, I can't anything Linkin Park. I can't watch. I have a. It's one of my ethoses. I can't watch anything with Linkin Park in it.
You well, they don't actually sing it, so you're good.
Oh, but the title.
Just watch it. It's cool.
Ryan, the last time you said that to me, I ended up in your bed, and I don't remember what happened that night. So I don't know about this.
You liked it.